This is the NOAA's navigational chart for New York Harbor. As you can see, there are dozens and dozens of buoys, various different commercial hubs where ships are going. The whole thing is pretty complex. And the pilots in the Sandy Hook pilotage jurisdiction are responsible for knowing all of it, and really much more than is apparent on this chart. It doesn't quite do the whole thing justice, but you can sort of get the idea. In today's bustling ports, a single navigational error could have catastrophic consequences. Pause for a moment and think about what would happen if the Exxon Valdez had run aground in New York Harbor, the East Coast's busiest port. Almost every jurisdiction makes pilotage compulsory on all incoming and outgoing vessels above a certain tonnage. That alone is a pretty good indicator of how important pilots are to maritime commerce. So, what do pilots actually do? Every day, pilots venture out in small launch boats, whether rough or calm, board massive container ships and tankers, and bring them into port. Getting onto or off of an 800-foot container ship is no walk in the park. I'm only 27, and I don't know if I could do it. Here's a diagram showing you how it's done. That moment, I love this photo, because that moment is the most terrifying thing to me. As you're like reaching out off the pilot boat, trying to grab onto this, this ladder with basically nothing, no fail safe. Seems simple enough, right? By the way, if you fall, you're in big trouble. If you don't hit the launch boat on the way down, then you'll probably get crushed between the ship and the launch boat. And if by some miracle that doesn't happen, your troubles aren't over yet. You can still get sucked under the ship. And even if you make it up the ladder, ships are pretty dangerous places. And walking around a ship for the first time, you're likely to trip or fall or injure yourself in some other way. Now, imagine doing that in heavy seas at night. That's not so easy. And what's worse, imagine that, as is far too frequently the case, the ladder you have to get on looks like one of these. Poorly maintained and outright dangerous ladders are far too common. Common enough for there to be a Twitter hashtag, #dangerousladders. You should look it up sometime. There's a lot of photos that are startling. I also recently came across a maritime article entitled, "A Thousand Ways, Dangerous Ways to Rig a Pilot Ladder." And there was a recent Maritime Commission report on dozens and dozens and dozens of pilot ladder injuries. It's talking about how big of a problem this is. From what I've read, the ropes on these ladders break with surprising frequency. So imagine that you're a pilot, shimmying up this rope ladder on the side of this ship in the middle of the ocean, and one of the ropes breaks. I can't imagine. And pilots go out there and do this every day. Getting on and off these ships is risky business. A recent statistic put the odds of a harbor pilot dying on the job at 1 in 20. I've heard many anecdotes about how dangerous pilotage is. For a time, I worked as a deckhand on a fishing boat in Key Largo. The captain I worked with was a former launch boat captain in Massachusetts. He oftentimes at dinner would regale me with stories about ferrying pilots out in bad weather. And he actually had several pilots fall, though fortunately, they were not injured. Being a pilot is not all doom and gloom, though. If you don't die and you don't get injured, life won't be too bad. A recent statistic put the average pilot salary at over $400,000 a year, about twice the average salary of lawyers. But don't rush out and get your unlimited tonnage master's license. It's almost impossible to become a pilot if you're not a blood relative of a pilot. Pilotage is a bulwark of familial monopoly, but that's a story for another day. To sum up, pilots have dangerous jobs, and they are extremely well compensated. So when a pilot gets injured and cannot renew his license, the economic consequences are staggering. In one recent case in the Fifth Circuit, the district court decision awarding the pilot almost $12 million for lost future earnings was affirmed. Personal injury law is an important protection for pilots, And because maritime tort law all depends on status, the pilot status problem merits close attention. Now, for a moment, put aside what you know about seaman status law. Put aside the Sanchez decision and all of the many decisions that you've read about status law. By a show of hands, after hearing what pilots do and the risks they face, how many of you would say that pilots are seamen? Just in sort of your gut, a fair number of you.